Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons on a Tuesday at 2:30. That means we go to the guest line each week to talk to Mark Schlereth, the Odyssey NFL Insider, is the host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast now on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mark, how are we doing this week?
I am doing great. How are you guys doing?
Well, not great. We're dealing with a loss. It's been a long time since we've had to deal with a loss, and I want to start there. Patriots go up 21-0, 24-7 at halftime. We're thinking hats and T-shirts and division title. And then there's five straight touchdown drives by Josh Allen. They lose 35-31. So from afar, how would you describe that football game that you saw?
Yeah, I was obviously it was dominant early in that football game by the New England Patriots, and you know Drake May scrambling for a couple of touchdowns. It was really good up to that point, and you know it was interesting. As soon as you hit that long return in the opening kickoff of the third quarter, I was like, ah, nuts! Like those are the things that swing momentum. Then they put together a drive, and then, like you said, five straight scoring drives. It was, I think there's one third down and seven from the shadow of your own goal line that you convert, big play. And there's a couple of those things. Like you don't give up the return. You don't give up the big play coming off the goal line and you win that game. And, you know, and that's just, I mean, that's part of it. It's hard to win and hard to put a streak together like they put together. And, you know, the Buffalo Bills playing for their lives, but that's one you walk away and go, how do you rush for almost 250 yards? How do you do the things we did and still find a way to lose that game? And a lot of it is because, you know, number 17 is Superman, but still hurts. There's no question about it.
So through our many dialogues this season, Mark, we've clearly established that you're a fan of Josh McDaniels as a play caller and offensive coordinator. There seems to be a little bit of a potential budding thing going on around here now where Mike Vrabel has sort of been mildly critical, it seems, of some of the play calling or hasn't come out and outright praised Josh McDaniels the way he has Drake May and other players and coaches. You can't imagine that there would be any something between the two of them with some of the ineffectiveness they've had at the goal line and such this season, can you?
Sure. I think there's always kind of a healthy I don't know, like some healthy disagreement that goes on with any coaching staff. And I know that Josh McDaniels, I know he can grind. I know he can grind his coaches. As a head coach, he's done it. I know he can do it as an offensive coordinator as well. So, you know, I think there's always that part to it. But, man, they've been so good. And Drake has had such success here in his second year that, that I don't think it's an issue. Ultimately, I mean, when we won back-to-back Super Bowls in Denver, I have witnessed my offensive line coach, Alex Gibbs, call Mike Shanahan into the hallway during meetings and have a cussing match, real live blank you, mother blanker, you know? And so, I mean, I've witnessed it more than probably a half dozen times. And so that stuff, like, I think that a lot of people don't really understand, some of the fights that go on and some of the arguments that happen and just some of the stuff that goes on the sideline and everything else. But I personally think that's part of a championship team. Like, we're all uber competitive and we all have things that we believe that we need to do and that have to be done a certain way. And if they're not, people get upset about it. And so, everybody has their own little thing. So I think that's just kind of part of the program.
Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. I will say, though, Mark, it seems like the loss and the way that the defense kind of stunk and the offense kind of stunk in the second half, and you give that one away, has opened the door for some of the critics, right? The fool's gold crowd, the fraud crowd is starting to talk about the Patriots in a different light right now. Are you looking at the mm-hmm. Patriots differently after that game?
No. I mean, you lost to a dude that, puts a cape on and makes unbelievable plays, both with his feet and his arm. And so there's a reason that Josh Allen has been, the reason he's the MVP, the reigning MVP. And so, no, I don't look at him any different. Most of the people that are criticizing you guys for having a soft schedule and all those stuff reside in Kansas City right now and aren't going to the playoffs. So, you can tell those people to pound sand. I had a day of mourning for Patrick Mahomes. I was like, oh, listen, you can't crush him right now because Patrick Mahomes tore his ACL. So I put that one to bed, and now I'm stomping on the grave of the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, I've done my due diligence. I was responsible. I was, a good human, and now I'm back to my normal jerky self.
Yeah, I had a feeling you were going to want to share some thoughts for the Kansas City Chiefs and the fall of the kingdom. If there's going to be a time where Patrick Mahomes, with all those comparisons, Stink, between Mahomes and Brady and the Patriots and the Chiefs, like, this is sort of that halfway point where he gets tested and has to show if he wants to double down and find another decade in him to chase those records and come back, fitter and stronger and better than ever.
Yeah, I mean, we shall see, right? I mean, Brady's obviously set the standard, and he's the world's greatest American. So I don't know if Patrick Mahomes is up to it, but we'll see. I mean, listen, he's going to bounce back, and they'll still be I believe that they'll figure things out, and they'll still be a championship caliber football team. And Mahomes is really, he's really outstanding. There's no question, but. They're going to have to make some changes. All the things that made them great for 7 years, they had the best 7-year run of any team in NFL history. But the things that made them great over those 7 years were they were always able to respond in critical moments and make the play that they needed to do, both offensively, defensively, and special teams wise. And this year they just weren't able to do that. And maybe that's, just that much football and they ran out of gas, whatever the case may be. But I like the rest of America, except the people that live in Kansas City, am celebrating the fact that they ran out of gas and love it.
Mark, we have 3 weeks to go in the regular season, and, you know, we have the Broncos atop the standings as the number one seed right now, the team that has clinched a playoff.
Excuse me, what'd you say?
The Broncos, what'd yes, yes, number one seed, yeah.
The Broncos, number one seed, that's interesting, that's great.
And then you have, like, the Patriots, the Jags, the Steelers, the Chargers next in line, and it's like all those teams are questionable in their own way, and I'm wondering, do you feel like at this late point in the season you have a feel for sort of the power structure of the AFC and who the really good teams are? Or, I mean, you've kind of alluded to it. Josh Allen is the sixth seed, but he's also Superman. Like, what do you think of the sort of the standings right now in the AFC? Who's for real? Who isn't?
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting because I think every one of those teams that you mentioned probably has a flaw or two. And, you know, it's been interesting being living here in Denver, watching all of a sudden in the last 3 or 4 weeks, Bo Nix play his most efficient football. And he was really good against the Green Bay Packers, was unbelievably efficient against the Raiders. Maybe we don't count that because they're the Raiders and they're awful. But, you know, he's been really, he's played his best football here in the last 3 or 4 weeks, been really, really good. So, but still, you know, Jacksonville, we still have questions. New England, people will still always talk about, hey, the soft schedule, same thing with the Denver Broncos. They've had a pretty soft schedule as well. You know, so everybody's got a few of those flaws. And I think Buffalo is a fairly average football team with a great quarterback. But, you know, one of the things I don't trust about them is it always seems to be, you know, come playoff time or in critical moments, that coaching staff always feels to me, they're just like, hey, Josh, go out and win a game for us. And so I don't necessarily trust them as well. So I think it's wide open in the AFC, and I still think Denver and New England are the two best teams in the AFC. But you know, we'll see what happens.
Well, before we get a chance,
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Let's ask you what your Christmas will be like. I just wanted to ask you, you know, from your playing days, what's the team resolve, or how do you guys sort of rally around things when you have a major injury? Like Sunday, we saw a lot of players pivotal to their team's success. Mahomes is out, the Chiefs are done. But, you know, like a Micah Parsons goes down, and he was massive for the Packers, and it sucks to see him injured like it does so many other good players. But it's not like the Packers are just going to give up their playoff spot now or punt on the season. So how do you sort of try to overcome that as a group of guys going to battle together every Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, it's always tough. You always feel for those guys. You know, and then Wednesday rolls around, you're putting a game plan in, you're going out and you're practicing. And ultimately, you just kind of march on. And, you know, they always talk about next man up. But, yeah, you don't have a next man that can do what Micah Parsons does, right? So now it becomes one of those situations where, hey, we all got to – you know, we all got to pull a little bit of our own weight, and we got to have a better rotation, and, you know, we got to find some production. And then it becomes complementary football as well. Offensively, man, you're going to have to have a little bit more ball control. You can't give us three and outs. You're going to have to, you know, make some big plays. You know, against the Broncos, they drove the ball. They scored in their first five drives, which was unheard of around here with the Broncos defense. But the Broncos made them kick field goals for the first three or four of those drives. So, like, you know, and there's an old saying in the NFL, anytime you kick a field goal, you're 3 points closer to losing. So, you know, they did a good job with that stuff. But I still think the Packers are a really good football team, and they're going to be a tough out. And I still think they're going to win the NFC North.
Mark, real quick before we let you go, I'm sure you've seen this bouncing around, but this is going to be the first postseason since 1998 with no Brady, no Manning, and no Mahomes. And you just referenced that the AFC is wide open. As a fan, as a former player, do you like when it's wide open, or do you like when there is a giant, you know, an undisputed champion to knock off? How do you like it as a fan?
Yeah, well, you always have some fresh blood in there, but I, you know, as much as, you know, I have disdain for Kansas City, it's just better when they're in. Like, it's because, you know, you got the Kansas City fans that are going to root for them, and then the rest of America is going to root against them. It's like the Patriots when Tom Brady played there and Bill Belichick was coaching. You know, you've got you guys up there in the northeast corner of the world that are going to just root the heck for those guys, and are going to, and then everybody else in the NFL hates them. And it just goes to show you how powerful and how good they are. And I think that's a good thing. Like, I love that sports hate. So I'll miss them. You know, like, I would like the Broncos to be the ones that knock them out of the playoffs. But we did our part during the regular season. So, and yes, I do have a mouse in my pocket. So, yes, we did our part.
All right, Mark, have a good week, and we will talk to you next week.
Sounds good, guys. Be well.
Thanks, buddy.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Schlereth, the host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Remember to listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, I want to revisit Mark Schlereth's thoughts on whether we need to reassess our thoughts on the Patriots. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.